Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we have a great lesson today.
And I'm Marie. You know what? I'm ready to go for a ride. Today's topic is transportation.
And our title is Traveling by Boat. Traveling by Boat. Marie, have you ever been on a boat before?
Yes, I have. I traveled on a really big boat. It was a ship. There was a swimming pool on it, restaurants, and many rooms for people to sleep in.
Oh, I know. That is called a cruise. That is very cool. Well, friends, we're going to learn a lot today. Here's Marie with our Read It.
Alex's friend invited him to go kayaking this weekend. They will kayak down the Old Mill River. Alex will wear a helmet and a life jacket. But it's not likely he'll have trouble in the water. Linda's friend is sailing up the coast of Alaska on a ship. She's traveling for a month. What fun!
Well, I am sure Alex will have a good time kayaking. I have kayaked before in a river and on a lake. It's really fun, but paddling can get tiring.
Oh, wow. I have never been kayaking, but it sounds like fun. Tell me more about it, Peter.
Well, one time I took a kayak fishing, but I think a canoe is much better for that kind of thing. Next time, I'll just use a canoe.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to learn more because I don't know much about this topic. But first, let's go to Christina. Here she is with our keywords.
Hello, 我们今天讲到划船或者是搭船。首先 ，Alex 要跟他的朋友顺着河去划独木舟。They will kayak down the river. 划独木舟就是 kayak， 名词 river 就是河川。为了安全起见 ，Rob 提醒他要穿救生衣、戴安全帽。不过 Alex 对自己的技术有信心，他觉得不可能出事的。他说 ：“That's not likely。”这里的 likely 是形容词，表示有可能的。Linda 的朋友搭船沿着阿拉斯加的这个沿岸往北去，船只航行或者是搭船游览的这个动词是 sail。Her friend is sailing on the sea。名词海岸或者是沿岸就是 coast. She is sailing up the coast of Alaska. 她把单车也带上船去了。She took her bicycle on the ship. 名词 ship 就是船。
So Alex, do you have any exciting plans for the weekend?
I do, Ben. A friend invited me to go kayaking with him.
Kayaking?That sounds fun. Do you have a kayak?
No, but I can rent one. It's not too expensive.
Where are you going to go?
We're going to kayak down Old Mill River.
Be careful. That's a fast river.
In conversation A,We meet Ben and Alex. Ben asks Alex, Do you have any exciting plans for the weekend?
Do you have any exciting plans?
I do. I'm going
I'm
to the...
I'm not asking you, Peter. Do you have any exciting plans is today's...
Calendar phrase!
Do you have any exciting plans?
Do you have any exciting plans?
你有什么刺激有趣的计划
The weekend is coming. Do you have any exciting plans?
Yes, I'm going to take a walk.
Do you have any exciting plans?
Yes, I'm going to go hiking.
Do you have any exciting plans?
Yes!I'm going to walk and hike in Alaska!
Alaska? Wow, that is exciting.
Yeah!
have any exciting plans?
Do you have any exciting plans?
你有什么刺激有趣的计划？
Well, I'm going to practice this phrase. Marie, do you have any exciting plans this weekend?
I do. I'm going shopping with my friends. How about you, Peter? Do you have any exciting plans?
Well, I said exciting plans. Shopping is not exciting.
Well, at least for me it is, Peter.
Okay, sorry. Yes, I'm going hiking, and that really is exciting.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Friends, try asking a friend this question too. Well, Alex has exciting plans. His friend invited him to go kayaking. Before we take a look at the word kayaking, let's learn what a kayak is first. Here's Christina to help us.
Alex 要去划独木舟 kayak。 我们在这段话里听到这个字好几次，所以当然要介绍一下。首先我们一起来念这个字 kayak。 kayak 它是当名词，指的就是独木舟，所以 Alex 打算要租一艘独木舟。He is renting a kayak. 同时 kayak 本身也可以当动词用，意思就是划独木舟。 They kayak down the river. 他们顺着河划独木舟。最后讲到 go kayaking， 就像提到休闲活动，我们说 go shopping, go fishing， 或者是 go jogging 一样，进行划独木舟这一项活动时，也可以说 go kayaking。 你可以说 let's go kayaking this weekend。以上就是 kayak 当名词、动词还有片语 go kayaking 的用法。
Okay. So a kayak is a long boat that fits one or two people, usually one. You move it by using a paddle and sitting on the floor of the boat.
Oh, so kayaking is when you go or travel on a kayak, right?
That's right. That's the action. Now, we talked a little bit about kayaking. It's a fun thing to do, and it's great exercise. And it's not too expensive.
No, it's not. Alex will rent a kayak, and that's great for him. Can you tell us about the word rent, Peter?
Sure. When you rent something, you pay a little amount of money. You don't own that thing.But then you give it back.
That's right. Well, let's learn more. Let's go to conversation B.
So you're going kayaking this weekend?
Yes, I am. I can't wait. Kayaking is really fun.
I know. It's exciting. But it can be dangerous.You'll wear a helmet and a life jacket, right?
Of course. I want to be safe. But I can handle a kayak well.
That's good. So you won't have any trouble in the water?
No, that's not likely.
Alex is telling Rob about his kayaking trip he will take this weekend. Rob thinks it's dangerous. Is kayaking dangerous, Peter?
Well, it can be. Rob is right. Rob tells Alex, you'll wear a helmet and a life jacket, right? Let's go to Christina to learn more about this sentence.
Rob 关心 Alex 划独木舟的安全问题，所以他说 You'll wear a helmet and a life jacket, right? 你会戴安全帽穿救生衣，对吧？这句话虽然好像是一个问题，不过与其说他是在问问题，倒不如说这个句子带着提醒、确认和期待的含义。Rob 不是在问问题，他是希望 Alex 一定要做好安全措施，所以我们可以用这样子的一个说法来做确认和提醒。比如说 You'll arrive on time, right? 你会准时，对吧？ You have the keys with you, right? 你带钥匙了，对吧？ You will call them, right? 你会打电话给他们，对吧？ 现在请你想一想，对你的好朋友，你有没有什么想要提醒他的？现在就用这个说法，然后造一个句子试试看吧。
Thank you, Christina. Peter, if you go kayaking, you'll wear a helmet and a life jacket, right? I don't want you to get hurt.
Well, if you are in the river and the river is moving fast, always wear a helmet and a life jacket. Wearing a helmet will protect your head. A life jacket will keep you safe in the water. If you ever go kayaking, you need the right equipment.
That's right. And Alex will do that. He says, I want to be safe. Let's go to Rebecca right now. She will tell us more. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. I know that you have been waiting a long time for this moment. Well, it's that time when we get to learn a new grammar point. If you want to say that you want to do something or be something, you can use this grammar point. I want to something. For example, I want to be taller, or I want to go home. This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure you use it.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, Rebecca. And friends, if you want to be better at your English, this is a great way to practice. I want to be a better drawer. I want to draw a picture.
I want to make something special for my sister. Friends, try making a sentence on your own using today's grammar point.
Well, I don't think Alex will have any trouble in the water. He says that's not likely. Let's look at this word, likely. If you are driving in a really old car, it's likely that car might break down and stop.
Yeah, meaning it will probably break down because it's old, right?
Yeah, that's right. Can you think of another sentence to practice with?
Sure. It's very likely that it will be sunny tomorrow. It doesn't seem likely that he will pass the test.
Very good. Well, friends, we hope you are practicing, but right now we need to take a break. We'll see you after this. We'll be back. Welcome back from the break, everyone. Well, today we're talking about fun water activities, a perfect thing to do in summer. Marie, what's your favorite water activity?
My favorite water activity is jet skiing. A jet ski is small and very fast. It's used to go on the water and can fit one or two people. It's a lot of fun.
Wow, and a little dangerous. Well, friends, let's look at the last conversation together. Here's conversation C.
Boy, this really sounds fun.
What sounds fun?
Sailing up the coast of Alaska. My friend is doing that. She sent me a postcard.
Alaska is beautiful. Did she take her car on the ship?
Many people do, but she didn't. She just took her bicycle.
How long is her trip?
A month. Doesn't that sound great?
Linda is looking at a postcard. She is very excited about it. It's about sailing.
Sailing? What is sailing?
Well, that's a boat that moves along the water using the wind. Let's take a look at a picture of a sailboat. Wow, these look amazing.
They do. Do you guys see the fabric on top of the boat?
Yeah, I can. What is that called?
They are called sails. Sails are used to catch the wind that moves a boat on water. And people like to go sailing when the wind is calm. If it's a little windy, the boat will move. But if there is no wind, the boat won't go anywhere.
Yeah, and it won't be too much fun if you can't move. So in our conversation, we learned that Linda got a postcard from a friend. Her friend is sailing up the coast of Alaska. Wow, can you tell us more about a coast?
Sure. The land near the ocean is called a coast. Let's look at the country of America. There is the East Coast and the West Coast. I am from New Jersey, which is on the East Coast.
Right, and Linda's friend is sailing up the coast of Alaska. Susie wants to learn more about this. So she asks Linda, did you take a car on the ship?
Yeah, well, I've traveled on a ship before. Ships are really big and are used for traveling long distances. So that means a ship has many things on it, like beds, pools, and restaurants.
Wow, and this is a special kind of ship. We usually call it a cruise ship or a cruise liner. This is a great way to spend a vacation.
Wow, we learned a lot, but we still need to review our keywords. Here's Peter.
Here's our first keyword of the day. River. River. The water in that river moves fast.
Likely. Likely. It's not likely to rain today.
Sail. Sail. We sailed all the way down the lake.
Coast. Coast. We can see the coast from the water.
Ship. Ship. The ship is on the ocean. Okay, friends, those are the keywords we have for you today. And now we can review our conversations. Let's listen carefully and watch together.
So, Alex, do you have any exciting plans for the weekend?
I do, Ben. A friend invited me to go kayaking with him.
Kayaking? That sounds fun. Do you have a kayak?
No, but I can rent one. It's not too expensive.
Where are you going to go?
We're going to kayak down Old Mill River.
Be careful. That's a fast river.
So you're going kayaking this weekend?
Yes, I am. I can't wait. Kayaking is really fun.
I know. It's exciting. But it can be dangerous. You'll wear a helmet and a life jacket, right?
Of course. I want to be safe. But I can handle a kayak well.
That's good. So you won't have any trouble in the water.
No, that's not likely.
Boy, this really sounds fun.
What sounds fun?
Sailing up the coast of Alaska. My friend is doing that. She sent me a postcard.
Alaska is beautiful. Did she take her car on the ship?
Many people do, but she didn't. She just took her bicycle.
How long is her trip?
A month. Doesn't that sound great?
Wow, what a great summer. We did a lot of things.
We sure did. We went to the movies, and we went to the amusement park.
Yes, ooh, and we hosted a barbecue.
And we played basketball.
Yeah, ooh, ooh, we went rollerblading. Oh, and drank a lot of water.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, so now what?
What do you mean?
Well, now what can we do?
Oh, I know. Let's go kayaking.
Yeah, let's go kayaking! What's kayaking?
Oh, well, a kayak is a small boat for one person.
Or one monkey?
Yeah. Well, we can kayak on the river.
Well, okay. That sounds exciting. Let's go kayaking!
Great. But first, we need helmets and jackets.
And kayaks.
Yes.
And a river or lake.
Thanks for joining us today. Marie and I had a lot of fun talking about this topic. So, Marie, can you tell us more about this cruise ship you traveled on?
Sure. Well, I was on the ship for 7 days. We stopped at the island of the Bahamas and Puerto Rico. Do you know Puerto Rico?
Wow, those are very beautiful places. That sounds amazing. I've never been on one of those kinds of ships. But I grew up learning how to sail.
Oh, very nice. So you know how to sail.
That's right. I learned how to sail on the lakes in Michigan. It's a little different than a ship with a motor. It's very quiet, and I find it relaxing.
That's great. Friends, we're out of time. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.